Hey, this is Kyle Clark. You're listening to the podcast version of Next. Catch us live weeknights at 6 Mountain Time on 9 News and streaming live same time on 9 News Plus. Email me anytime at next@9news.com. Our next conversation is with Melat Quiros, who is the Democratic nominee in Colorado's 1st Congressional District, which means she's going to Congress to represent Denver. Melat, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
Everybody and their mother around the country is asking me how you won. How'd you win?
We won because we organized the people of this city, and we've seen time and time again that organized people beats organized money, despite the millions that they poured into this race. We talked to our neighbors, we talked to our coworkers and friends, knocked on over 115,000 doors, made 500,000 calls across the entire city to make sure we could get out the vote, and we delivered.
Last night at your victory party, you thank Congresswoman DeGette for her service, which is something that winning politicians say even when they don't mean it. But then you also said that you appreciated what she did to build this community that welcomed your family when you immigrated here from Ethiopia. That struck me as the kind of thing that you would not say if you didn't really mean it. Why was it important for you to say that publicly?
I think it's really important because I need folks to understand that this race and the reason why I got into this was not to do with DeGette as a person, right? I have a lot of respect for her and the work that she's done. My fight is with the campaign finance system. My fight is with the corruption in our government that's preventing us from actually delivering on the policies that would support working families. And so I wanted to make sure we took that moment to, give honor to her service and the work that she's done.
There were attack ads that ran against you in this race that basically said, you're not from here. You don't belong here. You grew up in the Denver metro area, right? Like it wasn't real subtle what those ads were saying or what they were trying to suggest to voters. I'm sure you have a thick skin because you're a candidate. What did your family think about those attacks?
That was really tough for them to hear, especially because this is the city that my parents chose when we first immigrated to the country because of how vibrant it was. And you know, they believed that it would welcome us with open arms, and it has, right? The city of Denver is a place that I call my home, and no one will be able to ever take that away from me. But to be honest, I was more upset about the implications of that ad because, you know, what about all of the Denverites that have moved from places all across the country or from places around the world as well, who've just recently called Denver their home? You know, to me, it doesn't matter how long you've been here. It matters how long you want to stay. And that's why my commitment is to making sure that this city and our country is one that's affordable for working families and for young people and their ability to actually make a dignified life.
Last night, Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert told me that your win is a gift to Republicans and that you and your views will be used against Republicans, used against Democrats in tight races across the country, including here in Colorado's 8th Congressional District. Do you give any thought to that?
You know, I would just remind the Congresswoman to, you know, talk to her actual voters and hear from them about the things that they want to see, because things like Medicare for all, universal child care, getting big money out of politics has a super majority support of voters in our own party, but also has a majority support of Americans at large. The issue of corruption in this government is one that 90% of Americans want to get a handle on. The issue of the healthcare crisis is one where 65% of Americans want Medicare for all. That's not a party issue. That's across the entire country. And so I look forward to working with the rest of the delegation, including Congresswoman Boebert, to make sure that we can deliver for the people of this state. And I think that starts with actually speaking to the voters first.
I was going to ask you about that because I suggested to Congresswoman Boebert that both of you, while you have very different political views, have similar rapid-fire paths to the heights of political power in America, and that you are outsiders who said, we're not going to wait, we're going to enact change now. And I suggested that you two might, you know, want to sit down and have a conversation, and you might find some things in common. Here's my question to you. You clearly have the ability to organize and motivate people who think like you do. Do you have the ability to work with people who have diametrically opposite views?
Yes, absolutely. You know, some of the voters that we've brought onto our campaign to support our campaign were folks that were in opposition to us in the beginning. And again, it's about sitting down, having a conversation about what kind of a world do we want to live in? What kind of a country do we want to see? And sitting down, having that conversation about what those solutions might look like. At the end of the day, if we share the same goal of delivering affordable health care to Americans, of delivering affordable housing to Americans, then I think it's worthwhile to sit down and have that conversation and have that debate about what's the best course of action to get that done. That's what a democracy is supposed to look like, and that's what I'm really most looking forward to doing.
Last question for you. I just spoke with Attorney General Phil Weiser, who won the Democratic primary for governor last night. He is very likely to be Colorado's next governor in the same way that you are very likely to be a member of the Colorado congressional delegation come next year. He has some real concerns about things that you have said about Israel, and in particular about the firebombing of Jewish people in Boulder. And he told me that he would like to sit down and have a conversation with you so that you can hear where he's coming from and he can hear where you're coming from. Are you open to that?
Absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, what happened in Boulder was a horrific attack on a group of Jewish people that were peacefully protesting. And we are seeing that the actions of Israel are putting Jewish people at grave danger. And the hate and the anti-Semitism that's rising as a result of it is one that I have every intention of prioritizing and combating. And I really look forward to sitting down with Phil Weiser to figure out how we can work together to combat that hate.
Mila Kiros, appreciate your time. Congratulations, you made history.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
Thanks for listening to the podcast version of Next. Catch us live weeknights at 6 Mountain Time on 9 News, streaming live, same time, on 9 News Plus. Email me anytime at next@9news.com. Next producer is Mallory Harris. Our digital producer is Marilyn Moore. Our visual editor is Jeff Sartell. Our reporters include Marshall Zellinger, Mark Salinger, Angeline McCall, and Evan Kruel. Misty Montano is 9 News' digital director. I'm Kyle Clark. I'll see you next time.